Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. One day after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of an unmanned U.S. military drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington, reports Austin said the United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, alongside Austin, called the Black Sea incident an aggressive act, part of a pattern of recent Russian behavior. But the United States is not looking to escalate tensions.
Incidents happen, and clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia.
The remote-controlled U.S. Air Force MQ-9 Reaper was ditched in the sea after the Russian fighter jet struck its propeller. Moscow denies causing the incident. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea has test-launched another intercontinental ballistic missile as U.S. and South Korean troops continue joint exercises that Pyongyang considers a threat. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The U.S. and South Korea are conducting joint military exercises. Here, putting together a floating bridge across a river.
It's just one small piece of the wet gap crossing operation.
Captain Sean Kasprzyn.
We look forward to continuing to train together and building the relationship between the U.S. and the Korean forces. We'll remain ready to fight tonight. Kapshi kapshi da.
The maneuvers have roiled Pyongyang, calling them a rehearsal for invasion. The launch was North Korea's first ICBM test in a month and third weapons test this week. It also came hours before the leaders of South Korea and Japan were to meet in Tokyo. The summit expected to focus on North Korean threats. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's visit to Japan is the first by a South Korean leader in 12 years. Yoon and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida hope to improve bilateral ties that have been strained by historical disputes related to Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula from 1910 to 1945. In a related matter, South Korea's trade ministry said Thursday it will drop a complaint against Japan in the World Trade Organization as Japan agreed to lift its export curbs on high-tech materials to South Korea. A Brazilian court has ruled that ex-president Jair Bolsonaro has 5 days to hand over expensive jewelry he received as a present from Saudi Arabia. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Bolsonaro has also been ordered to hand over to the presidential palace collection 2 guns he received as presents from the United Arab Emirates in 2019. The court also ordered an audit of all official gifts during his presidency. Allegations emerged earlier this month that Bolsonaro tried to illegally import millions of dollars worth of jewelry he and his wife received as gifts from Saudi Arabia. The episode has also turned into a political headache for the ex-president, who is currently in the United States. He is expected to return to Brazil to lead the opposition to his leftist successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
German automaker Volkswagen is planning a multi-billion-dollar investment over the next 5 years into its next generation of vehicles. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Volkswagen is going big on its charge into electric vehicles. The German automaker said Tuesday it plans to invest $193 billion over the next 5 years. About two-thirds of that is aimed at electrification and digitalization. That investment is well up from a plan the carmaker released last year. VW wants half of its sales to be EVs by 2030. The company will also spend big on battery production and its North American operations, while investment in combustion engines is due to fall from 2025.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. R&B singer Bobby Caldwell has died. Caldwell had a major hit in 1978 with the song What You Won't Do for Love. The song went to number one on Billboard Hot 100 charts and has become a standard soul ballad. Caldwell's wife says he died Tuesday at their home in New Jersey after a long illness. He was 71 years old. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.